Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? You know what that means? Anybody? We got a lot to talk about. It is NXT tonight. Dynamite is tomorrow. And this past Monday, last night, was Raw. And man, let me tell you, at Saturday night's main event was a four-match wrestling show. Four matches. No run-ins, no interference, just four matches with finishes and two title changes and nothing else. Not an angle, nothing on that show. Well, on Raw, it was time to do a big reshuffling, and so we got nothing but angles on Raw, and actually a bunch of really good matches as well. So we'll tell you about Raw from last night. They are heading towards Survivor Series, as well as the tournament to crown John Cena's final opponent. So we'll talk about that, plus all of the news. Cody Rhodes talks about Seth Rollins and his injury. Got a bunch of notes from Wrestle Kingdom. We got a new title match announced for the show. We'll tell you about the attendance and what's going on there. Still no match for Tanahashi, but we will get into that. We've also got UFC. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. The alleged fixed fight this past weekend. And a bunch of other news as well. Lance Storm is going to join us here today. If you would like to contact us, you're welcome to do so. The text message line, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRW Online at gmail.com is the email. You can follow me on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. FRW Online at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I hear you're all beat up, Lance. Is that right?
Yep.
What a life.
My hip, my lumbar, my shoulder, everything's messed up.
My glute hurts.
Yeah, you're a pain in the behind, I'll tell you that.
Yes, a pain in the ass. I can say that, right, Dom?
Yes, you can.
I like that you check after.
Well, I figured that one was all right. Plus, it's true. I am a pain in the ass. The question is, how many times can I say it before? Remember when on AEW they had like a...
Once per hour?
Yeah, you could say you drop an S-bomb once per hour, but anything more than that, you would get in trouble. Well, anyway, are you ready to feel like that at 96, Lance?
Yeah, I can't fathom making 96. For those who don't know, Brian's grandmother, the famous Granny, Double G from the Brian and Vinny show, is 96 today. Happy birthday, Granny.
Yeah, Granny's 96. My dad's birthday is today, too. And my sister's birthday was yesterday. Can you believe that? It is all true. But yes, Granny's 96 today, and we're going to have the 96th birthday bash on tonight's Brian and Vinny show. So tonight on the show, we're going to have that celebration and also review the two-hour, they've already got us, two-hour TNA Impact from November 5, 2005, 20 years ago this week. So we're going to be doing all of that. And the big announcement is you will be able to watch it live if you're a YouTube subscriber and also if you are a Twitch subscriber. And if you're not a Twitch subscriber, you can subscribe for free using your Amazon Prime account, which who doesn't have Amazon Prime? Just go up to twitch.tv/F4WVideo, and you go to subscribe, and it'll give you the option to use your Amazon Prime account. It's a free Amazon Prime perk, and you can sign up every month on our channel free. And with that subscription to Twitch, you can watch Observer Live every day. We do post-pay-per-view shows on Twitch that you can watch, and it's all free with Amazon Prime. So head up there, sign up, and watch the show tonight. 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern is the party time. 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. Maybe we'll even drink. Probably not.
Probably best you don't.
Yeah, I don't like to tease stuff like that. All right, I should mention tonight is NXT. This is the actual NXT lineup. I got the whole thing wrong on Observer Radio last night because they've already started building next week's show, which is a much bigger show than this week's show. So tonight we've got Javon Evans versus Saquon of the, what are those geeks? Dark State. Yeah. The good news is Saquon's the one guy that's great. So him and Javon actually should have probably an incredible match. Fatal Influence versus Tatum Paxley, Izzy Dame, and Lola Vice in a six-person. And then the start of the tournament for the vacant speed title. I can't tell you how excited I am for that. That's coming up tonight. And then, of course, next Tuesday is the Ricky Saints Trick Williams Last Man Standing match, as well as El Grande Americano against Jasper Troy for the speed title. Who, by the way, they beat El Grande last night. Of course they did. And then tomorrow's AEW Dynamite. We have got Mercedes Moné and Athena versus the Babes of Wrath. Does everyone know who they are?
Willow and Harley.
Harley Cameron and Willow Nightingale. That is the first round of the women's tag title tournament. And also Hangman, Hook, and Eddie Kingston versus Samoa Joe, Shibata, and Powerhouse Hobbs. And absolutely nothing else so far. So we're back in that boat again. Maybe we'll get some more matches announced today.
When's that million-dollar tag match?
At Full Gear.
Oh, okay. That's not on Dynamite. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We've got a bunch of New Japan news. So Wrestle Kingdom is January 4th. So we're 2 months away, and we've already got four matches. So clearly Tony's not booking this one. So we've got Takeshita and Yodasuji, title for title, the IWGP title versus the IWGP global title. Winner takes all in that main event. We have the Hiroshi Tanahashi retirement match. And at this point, no opponent yet for Tanahashi, but Gedo has vowed he will get him an opponent. We have Evil versus the debuting Aaron Wolf, which is now for the never open weight title. He's going to make his pro wrestling debut. Aaron Wolf is an Olympian, Olympic gold medal in judo at the 2020 Games, and a huge name in Japan. And he is debuting against Evil, who is in fact his trainer. So that's, I'm sure, why that's taking place. Now the never open weight title is on the line. And so if you haven't figured it out yet, the story of this year's Tokyo Dome is it's time to push some young guys and some new guys. And so I would be flabbergasted if Yodasuji did not end up winning the IWGP title from Takeshita. And obviously Aaron Wolf is getting shot out of a cannon on day one, beating Evil for the never open weight title. And that's the idea. We need to make new young stars. We need to get people going, a new generation. And that's the idea. So I guess
should make you happy.
Yeah.
You're in favor of new young guys.
I mean, in theory, like the Hiroshi Tanahashi's opponent should be Javon Evans and then Javon beats him. I mean, that's what should happen. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but it'll probably end up. I think the two names most likely to face Tanahashi in his final match are probably either maybe Okada or maybe Shinsuke Nakamura, if they can get that done. And that is not an impossibility. So we'll see what happens. We've also got Saya Kamitani against Suri in a winner-take-all match. New Japan Strong Women's title and IWGP Women's title. Both of those are on the line. And Tanahashi did do a press conference, and he did not announce his opponent, but they did announce that after selling 20,000 tickets when they went on sale on October 1st for the Tokyo Dome, they are now at 31,548. And Tanahashi said, "I've heard it's the fastest selling event in history. I've never seen such an incredibly sold out venue in my career. There's a chance I might be able to see that again. I'm a little sad it's my retirement match. This will be the very last match of my career. I'll be reaching 26 years. I want to make sure I leave behind one thing that I have not yet accomplished." They have not sold 30,000 tickets since before the pandemic. Night one of Wrestle Kingdom 14 did 40,000 fans. Night two did 30,000. And then Wrestle Kingdom 19 in January did 24,000, down from 27,000 in 2024 and 26,000 in 2023. So whatever they set it up for, they're going to sell out the Tokyo Dome. And, you know, to sell out the Tokyo Dome for Tanahashi's last match and also presumably crown Yota Tsuji the new IWGP champion and get Aaron Wolf's career off to a hot start. I mean, this is all great news for New Japan. So they've been kind of in a lull of late, sort of a kind of overall lack of interest compared to the past. But maybe they can start to turn everything around here. We shall see. But that's the lineup for the show. When we come back from the break, actually we'll talk about it now. Cody did an interview. He was talking about injuries. And he made a good point that I had not thought about, which is the match with Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell. He had a completely torn pec and was in incredible pain. And then they did the match about a month ago, and Seth apparently tore his rotator cuff. And basically, Cody said, we don't need to wrestle ever again. He lost his shoulder. That was the first major injury I've ever had. I was glad to be in the ring with him that night. It was special. But we don't need to do this anymore. And he's probably right.
It's like Matt Hardy and Sammy Guevara?
Basically, yeah. I'll talk more about these injuries after the break. Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So Cody, in this interview, talked about when he was heading into Hell in a Cell. He said there was a drug-free policy in WWE. WWE very adamant there's no substance abuse in this company anymore, none. The 80s are over. We got to be healthy. We got to be clean. So people ask all the time if I had any pain medication or anything of that nature. I had 4 baby aspirin because they didn't even have regular Advil. I remember the time being told, hey, if you're in pain, we're going to stop it. There's nothing to prove here. I'm walking the tightrope the whole match. Not sure if they're just going to ring the bell, but Seth was a perfect person to be in there with. Crazy thing about this photo is Seth Rollins and I recently wrestled at Crown Jewel, and Seth finally beat me. And it's the first time anyone's ever said this. He says, I want to say he tore his rotator cuff. We don't have an actual answer on what's with Seth. I know he's gone under the knife, got surgery. So at this point, real, not real, however you look at the industry, him and I are not good for each other. So apparently a torn rotator cuff. You know, it was never made public what Seth's exact injury was other than his shoulder. So he's out of action for quite a while with that injury, one way or the other. And he said, we don't power through anymore. Hell in a Cell might have been the very last example of, hey, let's power through. You just have more athlete-conscious people today. So that's the story. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you also have guaranteed contracts now, where back in the day, guys didn't get paid if they didn't work. So they hid injuries and used drugs, and it is certainly a far better system for all involved now.
Cody also said that his last or his next WWE contract is probably going to be his last. He says he has a 4-year-old and an 8-week-old, and you can only go so long. I think I know my number where I'd like to get with this. I was lucky that my dad, who I thought was the best dad ever, he was out of the game. He was in it as a producer, in it as a creator, pop in here as an old man wrestler every now and then, but he was out of the game. So he was number one dad at every game. Coached our football team. He's known in Cobb County as Coach more than the American Dream. I'd like to make it by the time I hit that age that I'm not gone that often, or I can't really walk around that much. So he'll be, I guess, 40 this year. 45 in 2030. And
yes, he can still sign another 5-year contract and wrap up a wealthy, happy, and hopefully healthy man.
So we talked yesterday with Tom. We don't talk a lot of UFC here, but the alleged fixed fight with Isaac Dolgarian and Yadier Del Valle on Saturday, the odds shifted dramatically enough in the hours prior to the matchup that the FBI and the promotion's betting integrity partner both alerted UFC to betting irregularities as a rash of bets were placed on Dolgarian losing in the first round. They asked him, and he said, nope, nothing to it. Everything's fine. It's on the level. He then proceeded to go in and lose in the first round after not fighting a choke at all. And I bring this up because this is like big news all over today. It's funny because on Saturday night, Tom texted me, and then some people were talking about it on Twitter. Like, oh my God, I think we just saw a fixed fight. And for some reason, like, nobody was really talking about it. And then, you know, we talked about it on the show yesterday, and then Dave talked about it on Observer Radio last night. And then today was the day where this is actually getting national headlines around the country. That, and I think part of it is also because this was also the day that some people started coming forward saying, I've been offered money to fix a fight. I've been offered money to fix a fight. And so, you know, I think there was only, I forget who it was. In the 90s, there was one other fight that people believe one of the guys threw the fight. But, I mean, other than that, they've been, you know, they've had a good run of non-fixed fights. And so...
or a good run of kayfabe in it.
Well, yeah. But now this one has... nothing is more important than the integrity of our sport, said UFC. Which is true, but it's just funny to read that line. The Survivor Series theme song, War Pigs. If you recall, they promoted on television. I think it was on SmackDown. They were like, if you download this song, make sure you download the Judas Priest and Ozzy Osbourne version. I was like, that's kind of weird to specify that. But apparently the reason they're doing that is because all proceeds from the sale of the song will be going to charity. It's going to be donated to the Glenn Tipton Parkinson's Foundation, charity founded by the band's guitarist. Osbourne was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2019, passed away in July. Triple H said, Ozzy Osbourne's music has been a part of the soundtrack of my life. I was lucky to be a fan, eventually call him a friend. This year, all profits from the sale of Ozzy Judas Priest's version of War Pigs will be donated to the Glenn Tipton Parkinson's Foundation and Cure Parkinson's. Support this iconic sound and this great cause for Ozzy. The song was originally performed by Black Sabbath, has been the theme song for Survivor Series since it was adopted the War Games format in 2022. So this year, make sure you download the right one because it'll help out a lot. You know, who was it? Anyway, I'll talk about that later because I forgot. House of Torture is Purge Night of Torture. You ever want to see a show promoted by the House of Torture? It's like that old NWA pay-per-view or the NWO pay-per-view. Remember the NWO pay-per-view?
Sold out.
That was one of the freaking worst shows of all time. The NWO pay-per-view. Yes. Well, now the House of Torture is promoting Purge Night of Torture. November 19th, Korakuen Hall in Tokyo. The lineup has Evil versus Shun Skywalker, Chase Owens, Bad Luck Fale, and Kenemaru versus Ishii, Masato Tanaka, and Akuto Hidaka, and Dick Togo and Ren Narita versus the great Sasuke and Hanzo. House of Tortures. What's that?
At least they'll have fans there, right? Wasn't sold out, empty arena?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they had fans there.
I thought the NWO one was an empty arena one.
I'll have to think about this.
Well, get the chat going, see who can confirm.
I don't seem to recall that being an... I can't imagine there being no fans there for that.
I thought there was a black and white NWO show and there was no fans and it was atrociously bad.
Well, they might have done a TV like that.
Oh, maybe.
That's possible. Right. All right, if you have questions, text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. We got a couple of minutes here before the break, and we'll do Raw when we come back. So let's see what's in the text message bin here. Anybody got anything? This person says, you should politic to replace Paul Levesque as head of creative for WWE.
Oh, you or me. I don't want that job.
Man, oh, man.
It said Lance. Hours in the day that job takes?
I'm sure it takes a lot. You know, this past, it was funny this weekend. It was like, first you had the SmackDown that did like 4,000 fans, and everyone decided that the, you know, ship hit the iceberg. And then Saturday, there was the Saturday night's main event. Hunter wasn't even there. And then it was just like four matches with no angles. I mean, listen, I like wrestling. I like finishes. But I watch that show live, which means I watch an hour of downtime. And then an hour of four matches. And by the end, I was like, honestly, I'm kind of bored. Like, can we have one angle or something? So, you know, there were people talking this weekend like, you know, should we be replacing old Levesque here? Because, man, this is not an exciting show and it's boring. He's not even there. Attendance is down. Then Monday comes. Raw's completely sold out. Fans are going wild. Bunch of great matches, nothing but angles up and down the show. They made some big changes, and it felt hot again. So we'll see how it continues on. They're still averaging 11,700 fans this year. So we had one bad night on Halloween, by the way.
Yeah, we're also just getting ready to kickstart and start the road to WrestleMania. Like, this is traditionally a getting ready to start getting hot and interesting, not the peak season.
Yeah. This person says, Lance, have you read Cobra Clutch by A.J. Devlin? It's about a former indie wrestler turned private investigator. The first book involves finding another worker's kidnapped snake.
No, I have not.
Well, there's a recommendation for you there. This person says, what was your best match that you worked in the YWF? Well, that's out of the blue here. You know, I don't remember. That was a long time ago. But I do remember.
None of them were good.
I do remember one thing. We had a guy who watched the show on public access, and he was rich. And he thought that this thing had the potential to be huge. And so he started sponsoring these shows. Like, he gave us money to print flyers. He gave us money to do this or that. And I do remember that there was a YWF title match where I lost the belt to the Iron Man. And when it was over, this guy said, when you lost that belt, I shed a tear. Therefore, I think that must have been my best match in the YWF.
There you go. He wasn't rich at the time, but you know who watched Chris Jericho and I wrestle on cable access television once?
Who's that?
The Rock.
Really?
He saw our ladder match that we did in Calgary on cable access when he was on the practice squad for the Calgary Stampeders in a hotel room.
How about that? I wonder if you ever watched Channel 29 in Seattle. Probably not. Oh well. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Did you watch Raw last night?
I watched most of it last night and the rest this morning.
And what did you think?
Like every week, there was stuff I liked and stuff I didn't. I think, to me, the one thing I would have done differently, I would have put the Bronze versus CM Punk tag match earlier in the show and main evented with the World Tag Team titles to try to make championships mean something. The World Tag titles was booked last week and promoted for a week, so you could have used the announcement and excuse that I know you guys want to go at it tonight, but we've already got a promoted main event, so we will fit you into the show and do that match in the middle of the show. It gets the crappy double countout finish done earlier in the show and allows you to go off the air with a clean babyface win and send everybody home happy. I would have preferred that tag title match because it was great to close the show.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree, but I know why they did it, because they wanted that big... That's a big angle they did, and it's going to lead to the main event of Survivor Series. And so I think they wanted that to be the last thing you remember going off the air. But it opened up with CM Punk coming out as the New World Champion. He cut a big promo, long promo, and thanked everybody and talked about how Seth, if he came back from the injury and tried to mess with him, he'd put him back on the shelf. And talked about all the people he wanted to wrestle for the title. He's going to be a fighting champion. Said he'd face anybody from JD McDonough to Sheamus to John Cena. And of all people, out came Logan Paul. At which point, Punk said, no!
Anybody but
Dang
you.
Dang it! Anybody but you. He goes, go to SmackDown and face Ilya Dragunov. And Logan said, you said anybody. He said, I've been in the ring with everybody. Cena, Roman, I beat AJ at WrestleMania. And he's going on and on, and out come Paul and Braun, and they go back and forth, and they both want a shot at Punk. And Logan says, I was here first, so Braun says, too bad, I'm not waiting. And the heels end up getting into the ring, and Punk says, Logan, you either fight or you get out of here. And Logan goes to get out of there, but the heels won't let him leave. And so they throw him into the side of the ring. They get in the ring to kill Punk. Logan makes a babyface comeback. And Trice helped clear the ring, but they double-team him, and Bronson hits him with a tsunami. Punk then returns with a chair to make the save. And, you know this old Helms?
Like Shane Helms?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah, this guy's on my list today.
I'm quite sure he'll lose sleep over that.
This segment went 10 minutes long. And, I was told that they were scrambling to get the next segment out there. I tweeted this out, and then, you know, everyone did stories on it that they were scrambling it. And he went online and he goes, yeah, we were scrambling. There were dogs barking and chandeliers swinging. I was like, you're going to get it, buddy. Let me
What's
tell
up
you.
With that?
Yeah, what is up with that? Helms. Anyway, Stephanie and Nikki Bella versus Roxanne and Raquel. This was a good match. Very good match. And here's the good news about the match. It wasn't just a match itself. So Roxanne is apparently fine. Worked fine in this match. Stephanie Vaquer's knee is apparently fine. She also worked fine in this match.
Although she did grab it and sell it once.
She did once. And Nikki Bella didn't kill anybody. And actually, I thought she looked really good in this match. So in the end, she got pinned. Raquel clobbered Nikki behind the ref's back because... You can't hit the illegal person, cannot hit the legal person in a tag match unless it's breaking up a pin or it's a DQ.
That's
the stupidest rule.
It's one of the greatest things when NXT talent come to TNA, because we'll do tag matches and they'll be like, we can't do that. I'm like, that's not a rule here. You can do that. They're like, but we might get in trouble. I'm like, I don't care. These are our rules. We're doing it.
Ridiculous. So Raquel clobbered Nikki. Roxanne hit the pop rocks for the pin. And so as a result of Nikki getting pinned, Raquel gets a shot at Stephanie next week. Whatever. That was that. Good match, though. They're drawing.
Why does Raquel and not Roxanne get the title shot?
It's a great question. I don't know. There's a lot of questions I could ask about this whole thing. So they have a Tumblr backstage. Adam Pearce is drawing names. So here's the deal. They're having a tournament to determine who gets to face John Cena. The tournament starts next week. We have the bane of my existence, no brackets. What they want is they want some surprises. So they don't want to just put a graphic up with like all the surprise names on there. And it's like, God, I get it. You want, okay, listen, if you want surprises, then I would accept pulling names out of a hat for qualifiers. And then once you've got all the qualifiers win, that's when your surprises show up. Then you populate the bracket or whatever. But like, these are matches in the tournament, but we have no bracket. Whose side is who on? What's going on? So that was irritating. And they're going to pull two more names on Friday, or two more matches. So four names. But like, God, why is this so hard? Why can no one... The worst, actually, the one that irritated me actually the most was when AEW said that they were going to have brackets, and then they like put empty brackets on the screen. I was like, that is specifically trolling me. You put brackets up, but there's no names in them. Oh, my God.
And they've officially not doing the only people that have never faced Cena before.
Yes, apparently it's anybody. Punk ran into Jey Uso backstage. Jey offered to help him tonight. Punk didn't know if he could trust him. Jey said, you can trust me. One of these guys is turning. El Grande Americano versus Penta. This is also a very good match. We had the two Los Americanos outside. First, Bravo tries to interfere. He gets ejected. Rio then gives Grande the metal plate, loads his mask. He then interferes. The referee ejects him. Penta dives onto him instead and wipes him out. Gets in the ring. El Grande tries to headbutt, but Penta boots him, hits the destroyer, and wins. I thought this was a good match and a great finish, and the fans went wild.
And we found out that Bravo is spelled with five R's.
Is that right?
That's what they said on commentary.
Wow. So he's Bravo.
Mm-hmm. So yes. Make sure you, all your reports that you write up, put five R's in.
Like, roosh! Kabuki Warriors promo. These two are great. You think I'm mad about brackets?
Are you aware that these promo segments backstage are almost carbon copies of what TNA did, well, Impact back then, did with the Lucha Bros?
Great.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, Asuka speaks pretty much perfect English, but she does this gimmick that she doesn't. And actually, she's a better promo, I think, in Japanese than in English. And I don't even know what she's talking about. So, anyway, they're the best.
Great segments.
Dom came out for a promo. He's both booed and cheered wildly, depending on what happens. So he calls himself the greatest luchador of all time, and out comes Rey Mysterio. The fans go nuts. They announce he is medically cleared. He cuts a promo, and he says, Dom, you look surprised. I don't care if you call yourself the best champion of all time, but you cannot call yourself the greatest, the king of the luchadors. He says, how can you be the best luchador of all time? What about El Santo, Blue Demon, Eddie Guerrero? Eddie's the only guy that got a pop. The fans had no idea who El Santo was.
Or Eddie got a huge pop.
Actually, Blue Demon got a louder pop than El Santo by a little bit. I think because there actually is a Blue Demon Jr., and there's actually been news about Blue Demon Jr. because he got in that car wreck. So I think actually right now, more people know about Blue Demon than El Santo, which is astonishing. But anyway, Dom says, keep my father's name out of your mouth. Which is funny because if you knew how many times when I'm writing a report, I write Dominic Guerrero instead of Dominic Mysterio, you'd be astonished. But like in storyline, number one, he's doing the Eddie Guerrero gimmick. He's not doing the Rey Mysterio gimmick. And also in storyline, his father was Eddie. Remember?
Mm-hmm. I also found it interesting that he said King of the Luchadors, considering that Rey Mysterio, the Rey, is actually King.
Yes. Not so was actually... Rey Fénix, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. King of Mystery and the Phoenix King. But anyway, they get into a big argument, and Dom tries to attack him. Rey hits the 619, goes for the drop the dime, but Dom bails. Great segment. And yeah, it's going to be a fun match whenever they end up doing it. Probably in Rey's hometown and Dom's of San Diego. We had Becky showing up to do a promo where she basically complained about everything and threatened Maxine Dupree. Great delivery. Fans ate it up. This is a good little segment.
Very angry woman.
She really is. Then we had the Kabuki Warriors against Bayley and Lyra. This was a great television match. And I thought Asuka and Lyra were great together. I thought that they were the two, actually, I think they were the two best in the entire match. But everybody looked good. And finally, Asuka distracted Lyra. Kairi hit the double foot stomp, but Bayley broke it up. Lyra finally goes for a dive, and Asuka catches her in an Asuka lock out of midair and submits her. So next week, it is Charlotte and Alexa defending the tag titles against the Kabuki Warriors. And like I said, you think I'm mad about brackets? If Asuka and Kairi do not win these titles, I'm going to get it.
A rant's a-coming?
You hear that, Hurricane? Finn and JD were celebrating. You guys want to know an Easter egg? So every time they have one of these segments backstage, every time that Roxanne and Dom end up alone together, there's always a picture of Liv in the background. And it was very obvious on this show, and the crowd even popped for it when they saw it. So she told him to go out and help Judgment Day tonight, even though they didn't want him to. So it's AJ and Dragon Lee versus Judgment Day tag team titles. This match was also great. Crowd's going nuts for this match.
This was my favorite match of the night.
It was great. And Dom, of course, Finn tells him to go get the belt so he can waffle somebody with it. But Dom, of course, gets caught by the referee. Sheamus flies in, kills Dom. The ref goes after Sheamus. Finn hits AJ with a shillelagh. JD makes cover. Dragon breaks it up. Fans are buzzing at this point. And then AJ ends up catching Dom as he's coming off the ropes. Hits him with the clash. Or not Dom. Finn. And hits a Styles clash and gets the pin. Or no, JD. Whoever he hit.
Keep trying, brother.
AJ won. I don't proofread these things. Someone else does that.
AJ hit some bloke.
Yeah, but AJ won is the point, and it was a great match. Dom screwed up again, and I liked it. Then we had a segment, my God, Nikki meeting with Stephanie. She's turning heel on this lady for sure. It was painfully obvious in this segment. Then we had Paul trying to recruit Jey Uso. They announced Rusev and Damian and Shinsuke and Sheamus for the tournament next week, minus brackets. And then the main event was Braun and Braun versus Jay and Punk. And really, it wasn't much of a match. And then everyone's brawling outside. They got counted out. I was like, oh, my God.
Although I will say this, if you're going to give me that bad of a finish, I don't want a long, great match.
That's true. But, God, what an awful. And you know what? It was actually much worse because the rest of the show was so great. It was just like one great match, great match, great match, cool finish, and then slow match with a count out. God.
And then a Russo swerve.
So then, yeah, they do the big brawl, and the brawl goes on for like hours on end. And then finally Logan flies in with the brass knucks to back up the baby faces. But, of course, he turns on Punk and lays him out and then presents the brass knuckles to Paul Heyman. He is now in the Vision. And everybody was asking if he's taken Theory's spot. I actually don't think so. I think he's in Seth's spot. So there is still a spot for Theory if they end up doing that. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, don't forget, tonight, it's the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig show. No Sean, it's an election day, so he's busy with his actual job. But we're going to be watching TNA Impact Wrestling from 20 years ago this week, November 5, 2005. It's a two-hour special. And we'll be reviewing that tonight on the show. And it is the Granny 96th birthday bash. And so we're going to have a birthday party for her. She'll do her wrestling report or trivia. Everyone's going to wish happy birthday on the Facebook. It's going to be a fun time. So that's tonight. You can watch it live, 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern, on either YouTube, if you're a video.f4wonline.com subscriber. That is video.f4wonline.com. And also, you can get a Twitch subscription and watch it live. Twitch.tv/f4wvideo. Hit subscribe and then link up your Amazon Prime account. It's free if you have Amazon Prime. And you can watch along tonight as well and also watch Observer Live and the post pay-per-view shows and all that kind of fun stuff. So twitch.tv/f4wvideo. And if you're thinking about signing up for YouTube, we also have a platinum option. And once a month, if you're a platinum subscriber, we're going to be doing a live Q&A. And it might be with me and Vinny, maybe me and Lance, me and Tom, whoever. But we're going to do that at least once a month for platinum subscribers. So check that out as well. And that is it. So we're going to wrap it up. Anything else, Lance?
No, that sounds good. I'm in for the Q&A.
All right. Check out Impact as well Thursdays, everybody.
Yes, open fight night this week.
Open fight night?
There will be matches.
There better not be a fix. I tell you.
The fights may be fixed.
We don't need Spoiler. Another fight night fix. All right. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.